Warriors are dressed for battle. Archers kneel ready to shoot, and a cavalry horse stands almost chomping at the bit, bracing for what comes next.
The biggest wow factor, obviously, is Emperor Qin's terracotta army.
Alex Narges is director of the VMFA. Standing near 10 life-size figures, he says the exhibit gives visitors a better understanding of the Emperor's army. Some of the sculptures are more than 6 feet tall and weigh more than 400 pounds. Narges says each statue's head was made separately, modeled after the soldiers who protected Qin.
And then as you look at each of them, they're actually portraits of real people from 22 centuries ago.
But the real wow factor could also be the scope of the terracotta army, which was found in Shanxi province. The statues were buried in the Lingtong district, just outside of Xi'an, about a mile east of the burial site of the first emperor. Archaeologists estimate there could be about 8,000 life-sized soldiers, along with an entire kingdom buried underground.
The most incredible archaeological find, not only of the 20th century, but probably of all time.
Curator of the exhibit, Li Zhan, says Qin is significant in history because he brought the country together.
He unified China and then ended 500 years, many hundred years of turmoil in China. Otherwise, it would be a civil war and continued a civil war.
After defeating 6 separate states in battle, Qin combined them into one unified nation. Narges points to the ruler's other achievements, standardizing roads, measurements, weights, and currency.
An extraordinary character that literally defined the next 2 millennia for China.
And in order to defend the unified nation, Emperor Qin linked the existing walls of the former states. This created what is known today as the Great Wall of China. Like many rulers throughout history, Qin had a quest for immortality and wanted to be protected in the afterlife. His underground mausoleum is at least 20 square miles. It includes replicas of his kingdom, like palace structures, an arena, stables, and an armory.
Not only is there the army, but he has acrobats, he has diplomats, there are animals, because this is the world as he knew it that he would then take into the afterlife.
You can feel that the history is in the dust.
University of Richmond student Annie Chu has seen the mausoleum site up close.
You can actually feel like it's so old that you can't imagine how they survived all the thousands of years underground.
When Annie Chu saw the exhibit, she translated the Chinese text for her classmates. She explained that the English speakers named the discovery after the material used to make the statues, terracotta. In Chinese, they referred to the function of the statues.
So it's actually called Bing Ma Yong, which is soldier, horse, and yong, specifically means burial statues.
Chu's classmate, Junru Chao, had a favorite statue. It is the finely detailed archer.
And when you like kind of zoom into it, you can really see the texture, like the patterns at the bottom of his shoes, and it's just so cool.
Junru says she felt most proud about how the exhibit at the VMFA showcased her culture.
When my friends, like the American friends in my class, they walk into the exhibition house and they'll be like, wow, this is so cool. And I, at that moment, I was like, I'm so proud of my culture and our long history.
A Han Dynasty historian documented how the mausoleum was built using an estimated 700,000 laborers, prisoners, and craftsmen, according to an article in the scientific journal Nature. Recent studies of the UNESCO World Heritage Site suggest the underground complex is much larger than previously thought. For Virginia Currents, I'm Ian Stewart.